High Tech on the Farm, David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West. In an ever-changing world climate with global warming and drought looming large, a research group at University of Missouri and led by Dr. Guy D'Souza, Associate Professor of Electrical Engineering and Computer Science, has put robotic towers into various crop fields in order to monitor plant behavior, otherwise known as phenotyping. What's the drought tolerance for various plants and how can they be modified to better cope with drought conditions?
We came up with this idea of having this tower. We put the tower in the middle of the field. We plant by areas. So we have one area of the plot with one family of corn. Another area, we have another family of corn. Another area, we have sorghum. Another one, we have another kind of sorghum. We have different distance between the rows of the corn to see how the corn behaves in a very dense planting scheme versus a more sparse planting method. We can look at those areas using the tower, and if we detect one family that's not growing as fast or is stressed by heat, the tower has two stereo cameras, so it can create 3D models of the entire crop. It can calculate volume, biomass, but it can also look at color, and it has a third camera that looks at the infrared image. So we can map heat on top of the 3D model, so we can have the distribution of heat on the leaves or on the stem of the plant. If the plant is close to the tower, we can estimate also the angles of the leaf.
All funded by NSF. David Sparks, aginfo.net.